The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10. And he called to him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, so they might cast them out, and cure every disease and every infirmity. Now these are the names of the 12 apostles: the first Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, who was surnamed Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also delivered him up. These 12 Jesus sent forth after he had charged them, saying, Go not into the road that leads to the Gentiles, and enter not a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide for yourselves neither gold, nor silver, nor brass to put into your purses, nor bag for your journey, nor two coats, nor sandals, nor staves, for the laborer is worthy of his support. Whatever city or village you enter, inquire in it who is worthy, and there make your home till you go away. When you go into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, your peace shall come upon it. But if it be not worthy, your peace shall return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Verily I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents, and guileless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you to the councils, and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be brought before the governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, be not anxious how or what you shall speak, for that which you shall speak shall be given to you in that hour. For it is not you that speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father of the child, and children will rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men on my account, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another, for verily I say to you, you will not have made the circuit of the cities of Israel before the Son of Man shall come. The disciple is not above his teacher, nor the servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher, and for the servant that he be as his master. If they call the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nor hidden that shall not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And fear not them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And yet not one of them shall fall upon the ground without your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whoever therefore will confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever will deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Think not that I have come to send peace on the earth. I have not come to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man at variance with his father, and the daughter with her mother, and the daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies shall be of those of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. For he that receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man, because he is a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever will give one of these little ones only a cup of cold water to drink, because he is a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward.